Hey, this is Steve Bloom, and you are listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of The Cinema Geeks. I am one of your Cinema Geeks, Optimus Solo. Joining me today is Hard Candy Mandy.
We back, bitches!
We back again, bitches.
2019. Hashtag.
Let's try this again. Also with us, Movie Revolt Dan. Hello.
Hello.
And Mr. Fridley Sent.
I've got more energy than Dan, but less than Amanda.
And today we are going to start our traditional end of year, beginning of year records, I guess you could call it, because we usually do a series of these. We're going to do it a little bit different. We're going to give you a short recap episode today of our box office draft for 2018. We're going to crown a winner, see how all of our picks did in the first time we've done a draft. So we're going to kind of hash that out a little bit. And then, obviously, in the coming weeks, we will do our 2019 box office episode. We'll also do our 2019 most anticipated film episode. And probably somewhere intermixed with that, we will have our top films of 2018 breakdown. So those are some of the episodes that are coming up real quick here on Cinema Geeks. Might sprinkle in some Kevin Smith movies after that, but we want to kind of close the chapter on 2018 and get those episodes done, and then look ahead to 2019, because that's always one of my favorite episodes to do with the most anticipated list. But before we can get to any of that, we got some unfinished business as far as figuring out who drafted the best box office team back when we did this in 2018, early on. Dan, this is the first time we did a draft versus just a prediction episode. So how do you think that went, and how did you like that process?
I think it made it a little bit more challenging, of course, because you can't just pick the same movies. You have to have a little bit more strategy to it. And it's interesting because, like, things that come into account that we didn't anticipate coming into account, like movies we think that are going to be released in the theaters but actually end up in Netflix or get pushed back or what have you. And I think it's going to make the second year even more interesting when we do it again, because it'd be something to kind of consider. But yeah, it had me invested in movies I did not anticipate. I did not think I'd be cheering on Bumblebee the way I have been.
Yeah, for sure. And yeah, you brought up a good point. It is a learning process, so we will have some changes that will be implemented as far as rules go for 2019, because we did have multiple situations where films either went to Netflix or didn't get released. So we're going to have to talk about how that affected the outcome, or if it did at all, and we'll try to prevent it from throwing a wrench in the mix when it comes to our next draft. Amanda, you haven't seen the results. You probably don't even remember what films you have on your team. How are you feeling?
Feeling like I should have printed out my spreadsheet from when we did this so I know what's going on.
You're sitting next to the spreadsheet, man. Come on. Don't look yet,
what,
though.
See? You I did my own because you won't let me have my own.
You got to learn with everybody. All right, so what we're going to do is how we did this is we drafted teams of seven. Movie teams of seven movies that we thought were going to rank the highest, and we did kind of a snake draft, so some picks were already off the board by the time your pick came along. You had to improvise and go with something else. And basically how we're doing this is we're just adding up the final standing of each movie. So if you have the movie that was number one overall in 2018 at the box office, that would score you 1 point. And you want the least amount of points. The least amount of points that you could possibly have in some type of ridiculous draft where everybody else was sleeping, I guess, would be 28 points. That is if you somehow drafted the seven top movies at the box office, which should not be possible. But 28 would be a perfect squad. If you picked the top pick that should be available in your round, so if you got like the number one pick and then the other three people got, you know, the top picks, and then you picked again and got the best pick, then the best score you could get would be a 91. That's considering that other people are actually paying attention and picking good picks. So 91 would be kind of your ideal mark. 28's a perfect team. So we will go from there.
I'm not going to remember any of that by the time we're going to go announce scoring.
We're announcing scoring right now, so you don't have to remember it more than 2 seconds.
I already forgot.
All right. So we're just going to go through the draft, and I'll tell you where they actually ended up, and then we'll kind of, once we've revealed all the picks, we'll go back through and see who had the best team overall. So I had the number one pick in the draft, and I went with Avengers. I went with Avengers, Infinity War. And obviously the top pick I could get there would be a number one. Unfortunately for me, Avengers did not finish in number one, but not too shabby. It finished in number two spot for the box office for 2018 with $678 million, only good enough for seconds. So that was my first pick. Matt, you followed me up with a very confident pick of Black Panther, and you had reason to be confident because that was the number one pick and the number one box office movie of 2018 with $700 million. So the only film that eclipsed the 700 mark. So you stole a point there and got the number one pick in the number two spot. How do you feel?
He didn't steal shit. He earned that.
Yeah. And you guys were all like, what about Solo? And I was like, what about Solo? That's like the only thing I remember from that recording.
Amanda had the next pick. So the best she could do is number three here, since one and two are both already been picked. She went with Deadpool 2. Deadpool 2 made $318 million. Which was good enough for fifth overall in 2018. So maybe not 100% maximizing your points there, but still getting a top five with your first pick, not too shabby. Dan, you were next, and you picked Solo, A Star Wars Story. You and I were both shocked that that was still available, because we were apparently not understanding the world at that point. But yeah. So the best you could get here would have still been number three, because it was still on the board. You got Solo, and that finished 10th. At the box office in 2018. So, still top 10, but there were still a bunch of points to be left on the board. Nobody picked number 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, or 9 in that first round. But you got the wraparound pick, and you redeemed yourself 100% with Incredibles 2, which did finish 3rd at the box office in 2018. So, first two picks, you get a 3rd ranked and a 10th ranked. So.
It's always good when your second round pick makes up for your first round, kind of, you know, not flop, but certainly not what you're hoping for.
Right. So we still got a bunch of films in the top 10 that haven't been picked. Amanda, you were next, and you went with Cloverfield Paradox.
Well, what do we do here?
And that was not released in theaters, went straight to Netflix. I'll tell you later how that affected your score.
What?
All right.
It affected it that you lose as long as you're above Kevin.
Matt, you were next. Again, the best pick on the board available would have been the number 4. You went with Mission Impossible, and that finished in 8th at the box office with $220 million. So not terrible, still top 10 material. But that means you left the number 4 on the board, and I scooped it up with my pick, and that would have been Jurassic World with $417 million. So you won up me in the first round, I won up to you in the second round, I guess, if you want to call it that.
Obviously you do if you're busting it out,
Kevin. I'm going to bust out these first three picks I made real hard because they were great, and then you'll find out what happened after that. So I had the wraparound pick, and I went with Aquaman with my third pick.
I don't like when you say wraparound pick.
Jesus. All right, so my next pick was Aquaman. It's
better than the reach round pick.
Yes, I think that's what you're thinking about. So the highest pick I could get would be 6th, and Aquaman finished in 6th, $306 million. So that was a 4 for Jurassic World and a 6 for Aquaman. Matt, back to you. Your third pick was Ralph Wrecks the Internet. I believe that's the right title there. Or Ralph Breaks the Internet. Was it Rex or Breaks?
It's got to be Rex.
Breaks the Internet.
Yeah.
All right, so the highest you could have got would have been 7 for this one. Ralph Breaks the Internet finished in 14th with $194 million. Amanda, you were next. Mary Poppins Returns?
Y'all.
Again, highest you could get would be 7. Mary Poppins Returns ended in 19th.
What?
19th, $160 million right now, fighting with another movie. They're neck and neck. Dan gets two picks in a row then. The highest he can get is a number 7. He went with Ant-Man and the Wasp, which finished in 9th. Very similar to your first round there with Solo in 10th. And then you wrapped around. Get it?
Yeah.
Get it? And and picked Grinch, which was the 7th. So you did almost identical that you did the first round. You didn't get the best pick available with your first pick, but you did on the second one. So a 7 and a 9th pick, not too shabby there in your second set. Goes back to Amanda, Fantastic Beasts and the Crimes of Grindelwald. I think I'm getting these titles right. That finished in 21st with $158 million. How are you feeling about that one?
I don't feel good about any of these so far.
Okay. Matt, next up, you picked Dark Phoenix. That may or may not have come out. Did not come out in theaters. But don't worry, I'm going to join
the party. May never come out.
I'm going to join the party because I picked the Jungle Book that got straight to Netflix release, just like Amanda's Cloverfield. So that's all three of us so far with picks that didn't make anything. Well, I mean, I'm sure they made something, but not at the box office. All right.
$9.99 a month. That's what they
did. Right. That's basically what they made. So we still have a number 11, a 12, and a 13, and a 15 and a 16. Those are all on the board still. 11, 12, 13, 15, and 16. My next pick would be Ready Player One. Ready Player One finished in 24th with $137 million. Back to you, Matt. You picked Rampage with The Rock, and that finished in 31st. Don't worry, not quite as bad as Amanda's next pick.
Shut the front door!
Which was Super Troopers 2, finished in 88th.
88? Oh my god!
So,
can you just say that I lose already? I can't make up those points.
No, you only have to be under 90 or whatever to be in first.
Don't worry, we still have other picks that are yet to be revealed. Good lord. All right, back to Dan. Again, we have 11, 12, 13, 15, and 16 on the board. Dan went with Bumblebee. That was currently, I mean, it may be not fair because it's still going to have some more time to make some money, but right now it is currently in 27th place with $117 million. So, still in the top 30. And then he...
How do people not go see the good Transformers movie?
Right? Like, that's what I'm mad about. Like, finally the good one that was, like, got good reviews and was not made by Michael Bay and now doesn't make any money, so Michael Bay can be like, you guys don't know what you're doing. That's so disheartening. Anyways, you have a trend going, Dan. Every time you get time for your pick, your first pick is not as good as your second one. So your second pick was Spider-Man, and that is currently in 18th. So real close to Mary Poppins Returns. It was Spider-Man at 18th with $160 million. Back to Amanda. Your last pick was in 88th place.
Shut up.
This time, though, you went with The Nun.
Oh, no.
The Nun finished right now just a hair ahead of Bumblebee in 26th place. They're both in the $117 million mark. So The Nun gets 26th place. That was not a bad pick.
Doesn't sound like it.
Goes back to Matt for an animated pick, Hotel Transylvania 3. Again, 11, 12, 13, 15, 16 on the board. Hotel Transylvania 3, 17. So
it's not bad.
Not too bad. 17th spot. Still a top 20 after way more picks have been made than 20, I think. And then I went with another animated film, and I chose poorly. I went with Sherlock and Gnomes, and that was good enough for 67th place. So, Amanda, you're not alone up in the stratosphere. I turned around and tried to do a double animation pick and went with Smallfoot, which fared a little better. That was in 37th place. Last pick for Matt. Holmes and Watson.
Oh no, why would I do that to myself?
How about 90th place? 90th place.
It's still in theaters though, right?
I don't know if it's going to be there long, if it is. Amanda, your last pick was Creed 2. All
right.
You had Deadpool 2, Fantastic Beasts 2, Super Troopers 2, and Creed 2.
I was on a mission.
Yeah, Creed 2, top 30, number 28. Number 28, $115 million. Not a bad last pick. Last pick of the whole draft was Dan. You went with Ocean's 8. Ocean's 8 ended in 23rd place as of right now with $140 million. So, before we... let's just go right to the actual rank. So, for my picks, I had a 2, 4, 6, 24, 37, 67, and not released. Matt, you had a 1, 8... 14, 17, 31, and 90, and not released. Amanda, you had a 5, 19, 21, 26, 28, 88, and not released.
Golly.
Dan, a 3, 7, 9, 10, 18, 23, and 27.
I think Dan won.
So if you were to look at it, the best you could get in the first round would be a 1 through 4, and Dan had a 3. The best you could get in the second round would be 5 through 8, usually and typically, and you had a both a 3 and a 7. A 9 through 12, you had a 9 and a 10. So, I mean, you maximize. The worst pick you should be able to get if you picked perfectly would be 28, and your worst pick was 27. So if you if you add all those points up, and we just throw out the three not picked movies that didn't release it, we can even eliminate one of our movies, guys, and we didn't even come close to him. Like, you can add up the scores of our six movies, and his seven movies still beat it. So, Amanda, your total would be 187. Matt, your total would be 161. My total would be 140. Dan's total, remember, the ideal perfect team kind of would be 91. Dan, you finished with 97.
Wow. Man.
So that is, like, domination right off the get-go in the draft process. So I think you win the first pick this next year. I think that's how that goes.
At Man, least. It's all because of the Grinch. Like, who would have thought, you know? Of all the animated films, like, that thing would have freaking... I mean, obviously Pixar, but...
Right.
Man, people love nostalgia.
So let's see how we did when it came to actually getting the top 30 picks represented. Picks 1 through 10 at the box office in 2018 all appeared on one of our teams. So we got all of the top 10 drafted right off the bat. Obviously, a little bit easier when you have five comic book films in there with Black Panther, Avengers, Deadpool, Aquaman, and Ant-Man. The rest of the top 10, as we talked about, was Incredibles 2, Jurassic World, The Grinch, Mission Impossible, and Solo, A Star Wars Story. So we knocked out the top 10. Good job, guys. Amanda?
This has got me in full wine mode, dude. I don't wanna...
Let's see how we did with the second set of 10, 11 through 20. We got Ralph Breaks the Internet at 14, Hotel Transylvania at 17, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse at 18, and Mary Poppins Returns 19. Only four out of the next set of 10 were drafted. So that means these were the films that we all left on the board. How about Venom? Number 11.
I remember thinking about Venom, but I was scared it wasn't going to get released because at that time I don't think we had a trailer out.
Right.
It came out really late, and there was all the, you know, there was a lot of you know, even some of the X-Men films were pushed back. So that's why I didn't think it was going to be any good. I wasn't wrong about that, but I'm still surprised it's made as much money as it has because, man, and it's made a lot of money, but I don't know anyone that's a huge fan of that movie. But.
Matt, were you contemplating between Venom and Dark Phoenix? Was that a thing that I remember?
Oh, I can't imagine, but, like, because here's the thing.
I remember you talking about some films that you weren't sure that they would come out or not.
Yeah. But. I don't know, man. Like, neither one of those, like, felt like a solid pick even now. I didn't expect, you know, Venom to be the biggest hit of gay movies ever, so...
We also left number 12 on the board, but I don't know if we could have predicted that one. That would have been A Star Is Born. And then the other one that was above 200 million, sticking with the music theme, number 13 on the box office for 2018 was Bohemian Rhapsody. So A Star Is Born and Bohemian Rhapsody, nobody drafted those. Then number 15, A Quiet Place, 16, Crazy Rich Asians, and 20, Halloween. Dan, any surprises with those six films that we didn't draft?
Bohemian Rhapsody, I guess I'm a little surprised just because, you know, biopics don't tend to, for what I can remember, usually don't do that well. Crazy Rich Asians, I know had a huge following, and I thought about actually drafting it, but I wasn't really sure because, you know, being a romantic comedy, that can go either way. And A Quiet Place, I kind of kicked myself for not drafting. I can't remember if the trailer was out before or after we recorded, but there's always like that huge horror hit, and I was trying to figure out what it would be, and I thought about that. I thought about like the Slender Man, even like the Nun, but yeah, only one that really surprised me is just Bohemian Rhapsody, but you know, Queen's a pretty popular band.
Yeah, Amanda,
in Halloween.
Yeah,
but that is a franchise. I did my original rankings of all of them, and I put that what I thought would rank around 39, but
overperformed. Amanda, you're a big horror fan, and you went with The Nun, which did end up in the top 30 at 26. Did you have any thoughts of drafting Halloween back when you were doing that?
At the time, I was definitely banking on The Nun, after seeing it, though, it was a shit movie, so like that was a very poor choice. And I still haven't seen Halloween, so I'm not sure really what I'm doing with my life in horror right now.
Oh,
I did see Slender Man, and it was awful.
So not good either. Mm-hmm. We did a little bit better with the third set, guys. When we went to 21 through 30, we did a little bit better. We got 6 of those. So 6 out of the 10. We drafted Fantastic Beasts at 21, Ocean's 8, 23, Ready Player One, 24, The Nun, 26, Bumblebee, 27, and Creed 2, 28. So the ones we missed in that set of 10 would have been, Matt, you went with Rampage, which was 31, and if you would have went with The Meg, that would have been 22. So you just chose the wrong
monster movie.
Monster movie, I guess, because The Meg would have been a little bit better, I guess, as far as the box office rankings. Then we missed Mamma Mia, which came in at 25, and the last two that we missed were Peter Rabbit at 29. I definitely could have taken Peter Rabbit instead of Sherlock Gnomes or Smallfoot.
I thought you were going to.
And then I think it might have had already come out. I don't remember. And Equalizer 2 was the 30th spot at 102 million. So looking at that and kind of seeing how we did, we cleaned up all top 10. We only got 4 out of the next 10, and then we got 6 out of the next 10 out of that. Matt, has this taught you anything as far as our skills or what we need to do when we start looking at 2019, do certain genres we need to pay more attention to, or what do you think?
No, I don't learn anything.
I mean, we tried to do the animated route. I think we each had, because I had Sherlock Gnomes and Smallfoot, and you had Hotel Transylvania 3 and Ralph Wrecks the Internet. Dan had Incredibles and Grinch, and I guess Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
I didn't shoot.
Amanda, you didn't have any animated films. Are you going to correct that this next year?
Maybe. I'll see what movies are coming out, bro. I don't know yet. Is Toy Story coming out?
Toy Story 4.
Oh, fuck yes. That's me.
You're just kind of showing your hand at this point.
It's all going to be luck of the draw.
Dan, what was the trick? What was the trick to almost coming up with a perfect lineup?
Guessing? I don't know. I just went with the safest picks possible. Like, everything I had was tied to a franchise or something like that, because it's what people tend to like. Or it was some sort of nostalgia pick, because it was, you know, Star Wars. Yeah, even though it didn't do well, it's still Star Wars, and still, I mean, even if it still was 10th place, so it wasn't that big a deal. Incredibles 2, Pixar, Marvel. The worst movie, I think, and then Ocean's 8. I know, like, it's not a huge franchise, but it's a summer film, and there was, you know, Sandra Bullock can never, I mean, even her Bird Box movie.
Right.
I mean, you know, it's doing well. So that was kind of my mantra going into it. And I feel like it'll be something similar, because I feel like that's what you can bet on. Like, some of the movies, like, you could take a chance on, like A Star Is Born. I knew that was coming out, but I never thought it would ever, I thought it'd be fun, like, you know, make some money. But I almost chose something like the, you know, First Man, because that's a science fiction film with Ryan Gosling. It's an important, you know, but that ended up not doing anything. So it's really hard to tell when it comes to, like, you know, original properties if they're going to make any money, or even, you know, something, I guess A Star Is Born to remake, but still. So that's, it's not very, you know, out of the box thinking, but I guess when it comes to box office, that's what you got to do.
Yeah, for sure. I learned that I am apparently the choke artist of the group, because I was definitely winning after 3 rounds with the 2, the 4, and the 6 pick, and then just completely fell flat on my face. So I will try not to do that in the 2019 draft, for sure. Matt, what do you think as far as any special rules that we should bring up with 2019? Because we got to hash this out, because we had three people that picked stuff that didn't come out at all. And there's thoughts of what happens if that would have been something that mattered. Obviously, it didn't matter because Dan was so good, and all three of us picked something that didn't come out. How are we going to fix this?
I got a special rule. Dan goes 5th.
I like that. The other thing we could think about is if a certain round you have to pick a certain genre, or you know, your comic book movie or something like that. But we'll have to hash that out. We'll have to, you know, behind the scenes, off air, figure out what we're going to do with these, because we each have a couple different ideas for that. Amanda, are you going to give Dan a run for his money in 2019?
I think my problem is I just like bet on the movies I'm going to like.
and that
doesn't always really work out, but I can't see past my own, like, need to see these movies. So I'm like, I'm going to give it my money. It's going to get a lot of money, right? And it doesn't work out at all.
You even pay extra when you go and still doesn't.
Yeah.
He's like, I'll take 3 tickets.
I try to buy everybody a ticket to the same movie.
Is Super Troopers 3 coming out this year?
Oh, I didn't even see that, you guys.
Actually, it's going to be interesting in 2019 not to, like, show any of our hand as far as most anticipated films or something like that, but I'm going to be very intrigued as to what Amanda's most anticipated films are for 2019, because there is a whole lot of stuff that is right up her alley, including a lot of horror film, either reboots or sequels, as well as some classic properties that I know she likes. So we're going to have to see if she could separate her bias into the money-making business mogul that she needs to be.
Nope, I'm about to get buck wild in the horror movies. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be great.
She's going to pick Child's Play 1-7.
There's only one coming out.
Okay. You just want to keep... I'm like, I want it again. I want those points again. So that's it for the box office for 2018. Dan takes home the crown. He will be awarded with... I guess you can pick whatever spot you want to pick, Dan. Maybe you don't want first. Maybe you want to pick fourth again, since it worked out so well for you this last time. I don't know. We'll allow you to...
Avengers is coming out, right? Yeah, I'm going to go first.
So that'll be coming up here real soon. We just got to compile our list and learn from our mistakes, and then Dan will see if he can replicate his success. So that's coming out soon. We'll also have our top 10 films of 2018, which I'm very much looking forward to. Dan, I know you've been hard at work in the last, 2 to 3 weeks. I think you've been watching a lot of films, if Letterboxd is any hint.
Why are you peeping on him with a letterbox?
That's what you're supposed to do on letterbox.
He's stalking you via letterbox, Dan.
Oh, it's not that exciting because I don't really write anything about them. I just got done watching over the weekend, saw a few, including Won't You Be My Neighbor, and just picking up a lot. There's still a lot I haven't seen, but I'm trying to get as much as I can before we do our top 10. So it'll be fun because it makes me cut through all the fat, so I don't watch all the bad movies. I can just try to find the stuff people have been saying is good.
For sure. We've been trying to cram, too. We got about, 6 or 8 more movies we're trying to get in here beforehand, or at least I am.
I'm just along for the ride at this point.
We'll have to see how that goes. So that does it for this week. If you have any comments or feedback that you'd like to give us about box office, most anticipated films, comments about our Kevin Smith retrospective, or anything along those lines, please feel free to do that. You can tweet to the show. It's at CinemaGeekCast. Or you can tweet to each one of us individually if you have a question for any of us. Amanda, how do people interact with you on Twitter?
You can hit me up at HardCandyMandy, eyes, no lies.
How about you, Dan?
I'm at Movie Revolt.
Matt?
I'm at Fridley Set.
And I am at Optimus Solo. Dan, what other things do you got going on the network recently that people might want to check out?
It's not super recently, but I did do a top 100 comics of 2018 list. So if you want to check that out at Geekcast Radio. So hopefully have some more stuff coming out soon.
Yeah, and we also did back in the kind of November area a little bit while ago, but you could still go back if you are a wrestling fan. We did our tag team tournament, so we crowned the best tag team of all time according to the people's votes. So that was fun, and we'll have some more probably wrestling-related content coming up soon at the network. So you can check all that stuff out by following on Facebook or Twitter, Geekcast Radio Network, or just going to geekcastradionetwork.com or whatever the address is now. I think they keep changing it, so it could be something different by the time this goes out. But that does it for us for this week. Tune in next week for another chance to listen to the Cinema Geeks.